Muslim leaders say questions are mounting about what evidence police had to justify yesterday's terror raids. The head of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Samir Dandan, says leaders are trying to maintain calm and wait for the facts behind the case to surface. He admits that resentment is still simmering in some corners of the community. In Queensland, Muslim leaders say the resentment is coming from outside their community. Stephanie Smale reports.
Rami Antar is one of hundreds of Muslims who attend the mosque in Logan, south of Brisbane, every Friday. He says tensions are high.
You can feel it, you can see it, you know, as people driving, you know, just before you guys arrived here, you know, a couple of guys drive by us and just shouted very loud, go back from here, we don't want you here, bloody terrorists and the rest of it. So this has been a constant thing, and probably not just this mosque, probably will be few mosques around Australia, you know, probably facing this at this stage.
A mosque at Mareeba in far north Queensland was vandalised last night. The word evil was spray painted near its front door. In Logan, the mosque is open to the public today in an attempt to generate discussion and eliminate divisions.
So rather than coming and throwing threats and doing graffitis on the side of the walls and throwing pig heads and swearing as they're driving across, so we just open our doors and our hand for the wider community, especially those who have very serious concern about what's going on, please come. Come inside, come and talk to us, raise your concern and see if we can help you, because what's hurting them, it's hurting us as well.
Rami Antar says Logan's Muslim community is grappling with the raids on a local Islamic centre last week and three homes yesterday.
But it's something that the Muslim community is not very proud of, obviously, and it's a concern. We don't like to see things like that, and I hope things like that does not happen again.
Earlier today, Australia's peak Muslim organisations issued a joint response to yesterday's raids, urging calm. It followed a rally in the Sydney suburb of Lakemba in response to what has been described as police brutality during the operation. The president of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Samir Dandan, acknowledges it will take time for the facts behind the police case to be made public.
Once those facts are made available, that's when the community can be in a much better position to decide whether this is something that had to be done in order to protect the safety of all Australians, or what I fear, and I'm very much concerned about, even on that notion, if this was basically a move based on chatter, because if that is the case, then it feeds into some stories that are currently surfacing that this is purely was a PR exercise.
Samir Dandan admits the lack of public information about the police investigation is generating community concern.
Out of the 15 arrests, for what I have been informed as of last night, only one has been charged, and we still don't understand what those charges are. So after all these search warrants and 15 arrests, how many of those are still in custody? I have no idea. The only information that we have is one person has been charged. So if there was such a critical surveillance taking place, surely then it should have been more that should have been charged.
Is there resentment among some in the Muslim community about the unanswered questions that you've mentioned there?
Yes, there is resentment. And in fact, yesterday there was a protest in front of Lakemba Station at 7 o'clock by a few Muslim groups, which basically highlighted that resentment. We as leaders, we are trying to remain calm. We're trying to wait until the information becomes more available, where we have facts that we can deliberate on. And at this point in time, we don't. So we're not going to be caught up in any frenzy.
Are you concerned about the impact on the goodwill that you say has been built between the Muslim community and authorities?
Yes, there is a risk of this goodwill. This goodwill did not just take place overnight. It's been an effort on all sides, I must say, on the side of the community as well as on the side of the political leaders as well as agencies, whether it's New South Wales Police or Federal Police. And if the exercise yesterday proves to be not what has been stated that it is, then yes, I am confident to some extent. It's sad to even use that term, that this would affect all that goodwill, because it literally puts into place doubt in the leadership mind after all these years of hard work to build that goodwill, that this could be used for an exercise, which I hope that it's not purely a PR exercise, for some agenda, which we are yet to even state what that agenda could be.
The president of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Samir Dundan, ending Stephanie Smale's report.